When a scientific meeting entitled The New Decade of Vaccines was held recently in London, Heidi Larson from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine talked about how to improve public confidence in vaccines. She said it's been an issue ever since smallpox vaccination was introduced in the 19th century. I asked her how critical was this distrust to the success of present-day vaccination programs.
It's absolutely vital. I think that if we don't have the trust of the public, the actual technological advances will not be realized. I mean, you can have the most incredible technical innovations, but if people don't want it, there's no use for it. And I think that in this case, right now, we're lucky to have, in general, with most basic vaccines, the majority of acceptance. But as I said, there's some extreme pockets of people who don't want vaccines at all or don't want a specific vaccine. And then there's a kind of a gray area of a number of people who are increasingly questioning. And questioning in general is a healthy thing in any kind of democracy and for citizens to have a voice. But I think it's really important that we shift what has been a more traditionally expert-to-consumer type information, take your vaccine on this date for this reason, it's good for you, to one of dialogue and one of engagement of public and listening to public concerns and making sure they're addressed. Because if we do have any kind of outbreak where we need a lot of people to get vaccines to avert a big crisis, you don't build trust in a time of crisis.
So a time for new approaches, possibly. What's being done now then to help combat this issue of lack of public confidence?
Well, I think the UK has taken some good leadership in this area. And one huge step is to actually listen to the public. And I think there's been some very positive efforts on behalf of the Department of Immunization. So listening, I think, is a big thing. Here at the school, we're doing research on trying to understand what are some of the underlying issues behind episodes of distrust or waning confidence, how they differ country by country, vaccine by vaccine, and also monitoring trends. We have ongoing surveillance around the world to listen and pick up early signals of distrust or concerns and pick them up and make sure that they are addressed before they become a bigger issue.
Heidi Larson, Senior Lecturer in Epidemiology and Population Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talking about a series of articles in the medical journal The Lancet. For Audio News, I'm Sarah Maxwell.